This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
Owen, I wanted to hold you over. Sybil Edmonds, a consummate whistleblower, a great patriot, a former FBI translator with the NSA, transcripts exposing what really happened on 9/11, just a key person. We're going to cover more big picture, your take on the foundation and stuff next segment. And then also open the phones up. The toll-free number, if you'd like to be able to talk to Sybil Edmonds, is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. Owen will be gone. We're going to be specifically talking about the foundations, the NSA, the funding of radical Islam by the globalist arm that the Clinton Foundation is a big part of, and where these networks are today and how we stop them. Again, I didn't even know what Gulen networks were. I heard about it like 10 years ago, 5 years ago, knew about it. But thought, oh, it was just some peaceful little thing, and then I learned about the Clintons, all of it. So Bell's a really well-researched person, and a lot of what she's talked about I've seen in the news. Some of it I haven't. It's up to all of you out there to go research this information for yourself. But what we do know is they were brought in by the Clintons as part of this larger network that needs to be looked at. But you were raising points about Fusion GPS, Owen, and the same guy that's involved in that.
So we're starting to connect some of the dots and find the web here of connections between the Obama administration, the Clintons, and the deep state. And Bruce Ohr's, well, he was demoted. He technically wasn't fired from the DOJ. He was demoted. He was on an extreme amount of these different boards or committees or what have you. But regardless, he gets demoted. Now, what's key about Bruce Ohr is that Bruce Ohr is an individual from the DOJ who met with Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS, and he also met with Christopher Steele, who doctored or made up the Russian Trump dossier, the fake news that got spread that only BuzzFeed would pick up after everyone.
I mean, this is so sensational how staged all this is and how they've been caught.
So here's the connection that Bruce Ohr has, though. So not only was Bruce Ohr meeting with those two people, maybe that's okay, maybe it's not, we don't really know, but he was also meeting with Barack Obama in the White House regularly. So again, is this just regular activity that Bruce Ohr is doing, or is there something else? I mean, we have all of these investigations into collusion, right? Okay, well, how about some collusion there? I mean, we've got the names. We know what they did. The dossier is fake. So there's some collusion right there. So is that why Bruce Ohr was demoted? And
well, of course it was. And that's why, all the rest of these people, they've been caught. This is such a giant scandal where they've been caught accusing Trump and all of us for what they... I mean, they call me a Russian agent, Rand Paul a Russian agent, Tucker Carlson. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, Trump has sanctions on Russia right now.
By the way, I mean, you were there. You talked about narcotics trafficking in children, all this classified stuff you're not supposed to get into that you told Congress that you were hearing. I know the Russians were one of the first to help us after 9/11 with air bases and all the rest of it. From your research, what was the Russian dirt, if any?
While I was working for the FBI? No, actually, the FBI's largest translation division used to be Russian language during the whole
Cold War.
Soviet Union. But afterwards, I have to tell you this, there was basically nothing. I mean, they had to let a lot of people go because there was not much happening. What was happening was mostly from our sides because we were engaged in this competition of who was going to get the control of the resources in Central Asia Caucasus. You know, with Saudi Arabia, oil has a deadline of what? Another 15, 20 years, there won't be any oil there. So the attention...
Sure, and Russia appeared to back the U.S. in that energy grab. So then how have they been rewarded now? It's crazy.
Well, it was crazy.
I mean, wasn't Putin at that time trying to work with Bush?
Well, what happened was this, though. We had the deep state here who were organizing, arming, training these terror cells.
Okay. To then attack the Russian crescent.
And that, again, started during Bill Clinton's administration.
Well, let's come back. Owen's going to leave and file that criminal report on Antifa. But let's talk big picture. You're a genius at this. But, I mean, I've studied what the Russians have done. I mean, literally, they tried to come into the West and just go, let's do business. And they said, no, here's a bunch of terrorists going to blow you up. How's that sound?
That's exactly what we did. 1990s, that's what we did.
And then and then they blame the Russians for all this. It's just unbelievable. I mean, so we'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
It's funny.
Alex Jones
is a lunatic.
I know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him to be met anyway.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a great
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes tomorrow.
InfoWars. InfoWars.
Right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars!
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
This is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Could be the great Trojan horse of all time. Because you look at the migration, study it, look at it. Now they'll start infiltrating with women and children. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now, you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman. And you've bit me. Heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous. And now I'm going to die. Oh, Shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
I don't want to just sit here and go along with the neocon clash of civilizations where they fund radical Islam, they destabilize the area, and then they use that as a pretext for us to be in the area, but then also flood Europe with the radical Islamists to use that to bring in a police state on top of it. Sybil Edmonds is one of the top whistleblowers ever from the FBI and, of course, with NSA intercepts, testified secretly to Congress, broke gag orders later to expose so much of now that's all been confirmed. She's here in town to give a speech tomorrow about the Gulen Network. This is a short segment time we have left. Long segment coming up. Take some of your phone calls next segment. Sybil, you were getting into the whole geopolitical about Russia as a way to understand it from their perspective. I was saying when you were at the FBI, did you see the Russians even doing the things they're saying now? And you were saying no. And that's just a fact. And then why did Russia come to our aid after 9/11? Like, hey, okay, come take the resources in the area. And then it seemed like they were just trying to work with the U.S. over and over again, but being double-crossed with the globalists in Serbia and other areas, using the very radical Islamists that they were backing through these networks and the Clinton Foundation to attack and destabilize. It's so clear. And it looks like Trump is now ending that double deal and is trying to roll up a lot of these groups, at least to a certain extent. Can you give your expert geopolitical analysis of that?
Absolutely. I really hope what you're predicting is accurate. That would be if the CIA is truly on board of not pursuing these terror policies all over the former Soviet Union states, such as those in Central Asia and Caucasus, because that's exactly what we did. In 1990s, we created, and this was United States together with some European nations and NATO, we said what we want to do is we want to break up Russia further. So we started funding, training, okay, arming various minority factions within even Russia's own mainland. For example, the regions of Dagestan, Chechnya. And believe me or not, in 1990s, the headquarters for this training used to be in Turkey. In fact, the Chechen leader's office headquarters was in Ankara. This was official, not like a secret office. That's where they received all the funding from the United States, from NATO, and they armed these Chechen groups to go and blow up schools, little babies, little children in Russia, okay? And to basically do all the things that we are accusing, you know, ISIS be doing or Al-Qaeda, we were training them.
But it backfired. It only made a strong leader come to the fore and finally unify the Russians.
Well, to a certain degree, it did. And then some other countries, for example, Azerbaijan, their candidacy for NATO membership was approved, okay? So it was who was going to get aligned with who kind of a dynamics we got to see in late 1990s, in early 2000s. But you are right. It is falling apart. That whole plan is falling apart. You even have some Eastern European countries who are saying, we have had it. We don't want to be on this camp. And guess what? One of our newest additions to our team at NewsBud is William Engel, okay? He exposed Soros network, okay, in Hungary. And you know what happened in Hungary? They banned all Soros organizations, offices, networks completely.
I was about to say, they're not being driven to the hands of Russia either. They're becoming their own sovereign countries with a libertarian reboot.
Yes.
I've got to brag, a lot of our information is at the presidential level there, and shows like this are helping everybody become decompartmentalized.
You're absolutely right. It's having a domino effect. For example, with this attempted coup in Turkey, one of the first things they did, the Turkish government, they shut down Soros foundations. You know how many organizational offices front Soros has in Turkey with supporting Gulen's network? So Turkey said, we're not going to do this. We are seeing it happening. But you know what they are doing? The mainstream media here and in Europe, right? They are doing the same thing. anybody who is nationalistic, they want their own sovereignty, is being accused of being neo-Nazi fascist.
And what we've got is multinational networks using Western intelligence agencies to carry out their own operations. Removing this is our patriotic duty. And you notice all these states aren't going Russian or they're going Americana libertarian. They like Ron Paul. They like Donald Trump. They like Alex Jones. They like Putin. They see him as a nationalist and a Christian. And that's all this is the return of the nation state, and we should celebrate it.
Look, you popularized the term New World Order, right? When nobody was talking about it. Well, there was this awakening for them. I was talking to this reporter in Greece, and he said, we are trying to get rid of Soros foundations over here as well. We want to be Greece. We don't want to be some kind of a dot within the EU map.
We don't want to be part of this global corporate domination that isn't American run. We just pay for it. That's what Trump understands.
But Alex, the deep state is not going to sit idle. What do you think is happening with this hoax called Russiagate? Because they are not sitting idle. And I'm afraid there are still so many people within the CIA and the FBI, SES level people, who are not supporting. They are doing the opposite. So, you know, like Turkish President Erdogan, I know he's being accused of being dictatorial.
Hold on, finish. We got to go to break. When we come back, let's get that. I promise a bunch of callers straight ahead. She's on fire. It's Abel Edmonds. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Cybele Evans is with us for only one more segment. She's speaking tomorrow. You can find out at newsbud.com right here in Austin, Texas. Antifa's been threatening her, telling her not to come, not to speak, but she's going to do it. We got Nick, Mark, and a bunch of other callers. I'm trying to go to in just a moment. But you were saying you had one other point you wanted to make.
Yes. It's very interesting, and in a way, it is disheartening how polarized our country has become. And I know mainstream media has played a major role because it's by design. It is this divide and conquer is by design. I mean, we just talked about the new American jihadis, the Antifa group. But do you see mainstream media covering them? No. I have had people actually issuing threats because I came on your show. It was a couple of weeks ago. Emails. Actually, I had some members of our community, subscribers, who said, you're going on InfoWars. That means you have become, this is me, okay? You have become the neo-Nazi, skinhead, right-wing. I mean, they called all sorts of names. But you know what? For every 20 I lost, I gained 40. It's not about that, but I would like to go on record.
You said it's a new climate of intimidation.
We have been... You have had me the first time. It was 2005, 2006. And this was when I had the gag orders. Nobody in mainstream media, nobody was willing to touch. Nobody was willing to touch me. Okay, guess what? My case was covered through your channel, and I greatly appreciated that, okay?
And it helped it break out and get really big.
But you know what I appreciated the most? There were some so-called, you know, media outlets during Bush administration, and they were liberal, and just to get back at Republicans, they had me on. The moment Obama administration came on, and I started independently criticizing Obama. I was a whistleblower during Bush administration. I started criticizing Obama administration, okay? The man who broke so many laws, but he got Nobel Peace Prize, Transparency Award, the only president who jailed whistleblowers. But what I'm saying is you covered our whistleblowers because my organization has 150 national security whistleblowers, NSA, FBI, DEA. You always provided platform for them, saying, yes, I'll have you on my guest. Whether it was during the Obama administration or Bush administration or right now during Trump administration. This is unheard of because what you get is people like Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, they had me on their show during Bush administration. I became caca. I became the real pariah when it came to Obama administration. I was officially banned from outlets like Democracy Now! Because this is what they do, is divide and conquer. But I have to say, I do appreciate the job you're doing here, your great team is doing here with InfoWars, because no matter who the administration, no matter which party the majority, you have given us, the whistleblowers, a platform.
Well, let me just say
InfoWars,
this.
And that includes David as well. I have to give a shout out
to David Knight's awesome.
David Knight has
Sure.
been
amazing. You know, I really think it's the listeners, and it's the folks who support us, and the affiliates, and people that have gone through this with us, because here's the thing. we're really seeking the truth. And I know before we go after Gulen like this that they're dangerous, they're powerful, it's a Clinton Foundation cut up. I understand. In fact, that's why I get so serious here at the Office Behind the Scenes. This is not, when we do this, when I had you on, there was a gag order, and they were saying they were going to arrest people that interviewed you and arrest you. We did it because I'm ready to go to prison for the truth to expose, I mean, as you said, child kidnapping trafficking. And I know we got callers. I may have to hold you over longer. I know you want to go eat barbecue, and I got another guest going on, but I'll get to these callers. But I know you don't, they say they'll arrest you if you talk about the classified stuff, but so much has come out. But when we talk about international groups, rich guys on airplanes, trafficking mainly in little girls and young women, I mean, you confirmed to Congress in classified briefings that you're sitting there at the FBI listening to this. I mean, I'm not putting your words in your mouth. I remember when you first were able to come on my show and talk about it.
Yeah, I talked about, look, Republican Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, the fact that he was involved with these, you know, he was molesting little boys. Those boys were given to him during his foreign trips as gifts, 9 years, 10 years old. So it cuts across, you know, true.
Exactly. No, no, I mean, we were exposing it then.
Yes, as, that's what I'm saying. There is nonpartisan.
Well, you got degrees in law enforcement and all of it. That's how they use this to compromise people.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Gosh, and they can never compromise me with kids. Why, kids aren't good for sex. I mean, it's insane.
It is insane. And believe me or not, there is this thing called, and I have to say this, even when during the Bush administration, I blew the whistle, I came on your show, I didn't get attacks from the right, even though it was a Republican president.
The left are making their move. They're making their takeover move.
Like rabies. I have never seen anything like this during this Obama administration.
They dump hot coffee on me in the street.
That's what I'm saying. It's the opposite.
And they run up to Owen and go, Nazi scum, when he's never said a racist thing in his life. But that's their way to dehumanize you. They just want to be hateful trash. But explain to people.
That's why I call them the American jihadis. That's what they have morphed into. And this is why majority of our whistleblowers, even those people who were leaning that way, now they're considering themselves like me, more libertarian. You know, lowercase L. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I am a libertarian.
You're saying all the high-level CIA and NSA whistleblowers you've got, highly decorated.
They've gone from being
you know, mainly a little more liberal to being, hey, libertarian. The left's insanity has driven them into that.
An example? Okay, you have John Kriyaka, right? He went to jail under Obama administration, okay? The man who won the Transparency Award, okay? The Nobel Peace Prize winner? He's the one who's for the first time jailed.
How did they get the mainline left, who used to be good about not wanting to have spying and not wanting to have torture? How did they become the ones that promote it? They'll go, oh, look, Trump promotes it. Trump's just being honest that it's going on. I'm not saying I agree with that. I disagree. At least he's honest.
He's being open about it. It's
what you get with Trump.
From both sides of his mouth, which you got from Obama, and to me, it still is the mind-boggling thing. That man gets to have Nobel Peace Prize. That man gets to have transparency.
Isn't it? I don't like the fact that Trump supports torture, but then it's like sickening and refreshing that he just says it. He's not even hiding anything.
That's right. Let's not hide it. Let's have it. That's when we can have dialogue about it.
The reason Trump says that is it's still going on.
No, absolutely. So I really want to really express my appreciation for this great team. And on behalf of my whistleblowers, legit whistleblowers, yes, once in a while, sometimes you get some people who use the name whistleblowers, but they are propped by the deep state to give legitimacy to whatever it is they are promoting. So that's my appreciation of what InfoWars has done, and has done it consistently. As I said, 3 administrations, and over how long has it been? I feel old now talking about it, Alex.
Well, you're still very lovely. I'm not. I've gotten ugly.
13, 14 years.
Yeah, but I've been on air 22 years. I've been interviewing you for a long, long time, and you're doing a great job. And of course, you write and run several sites. Which one's the best one? Newsbud?
Newsbud.com. This is our own small alternative independent media. We don't get a single dollar from Soros or any foundations, the deep state foundations. So, by the way, you're not 501c3, are you?
No.
I love you. I'm sorry. I have to say that. See, if you want to have a soup house, you know, do some humanitarian stuff, do 501c3. But if you do it for a news organization who's a government watchdog, and if you're 501c3, BS, because that doesn't work. Because in order...
By the way, I didn't get to the calls because you're so on fire. We have another guest to meet. Do a little bit more with us so we get to these calls.
It's a very important issue, Alex.
Yes, it is.
Because there are these so-called 501c3... 501c3 news organization.
And they won't report the news.
Of course they are not.
Because they're government.
Their tax-free status is tied up.
Stay right there. We got to go to break.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and Aaron Klein, Breitbart.com, Jerusalem editor, is joining us here in just a moment to not just talk about Trump basically officially recognizing Israel as a state. I mean, that's what this really is. This is just about the embassy. And then we're also going to get into the Roy Moore situation. He is right there just a few days off from the election, that special election, this big bellwether right there in Alabama, tracking all of this. As you know, we were the first to predict here, ladies and gentlemen, that they were burning Weinstein and burning Kevin Spacey and all these people to build a wave to make it look like it's legitimate for Trump to stand down when there's no evidence. There is tons of evidence with the other men. Now Democratic Party operatives have been admitting that. I have clips on CNN, MSNBC we haven't even gotten to yet, but that ties into all of this. But before I go any further here today, I wanted to just briefly remind you that we're launching something called Christmas Week. Instead of having Green Monday that they launched to be environmental, don't drive, don't fight the, you know, the mall crowds, which is a great idea, shop online. Well, shop online with patriots that are fighting to restore this republic and empower our economy and who promote freedom. And we have supplements, books, films, T-shirts, water filtration systems, so many incredible things available at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping has now been brought back store-wide, and we have 60-plus items at 50% off. These aren't non-bestsellers. These are Brain Force. These are the real red pill. These are the new product, Alpha Power. Out of the gates, some of these new products, 50% off, I want you to see how amazing they are. And many of these, like DNA Force, 33% off, and others, have a lot of clinical studies behind them as well on the amazing properties they have. You see how good our research is on politics in the world, how game-changing it is. I go out to the top experts to bring you the very best products like Brain Force, Alpha Power, Survival Shield, all the storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, fresh, brand new, produced in America, powered by My Patriot, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And since the globalists hate anything traditionalist, they want to get rid of everybody's cultures and just say the holidays. They don't want to hear Hanukkah. They don't want to hear Christmas. They don't want to hear any other thing either. It's just get rid of any culture. We're calling it Christmas Week. Huge sales are going to run throughout this week, so you can be sure and order any time up until the 19th and get delivered anywhere in the United States before Christmas. And that means places like Hawaii, you name it. So, again, joining us, ladies and gentlemen, right now is the Breitbart.com Jerusalem editor, Aaron Klein, best-selling author, researcher. I'm not going to go over his whole lengthy bio. He's been with us before. Where do you want to begin? The situation in the Middle East, the latest terror attack today, that Google's now censoring people. They're saying don't say it's Islamic. Or do you want to get into the Roy Moore situation first?
States withdrawing from the so-called peace process because, I'm sorry, but I know history and what I've seen time and again is actually the Palestinians being offered, I think, a state six times, seven times in 2000, 2001, 2008.
Well, I was about to say, you know, I've been criticized for not being pro-Israel enough, and I've been criticized for being a, you know, supposedly agent by the left. But now they just say you're a Nazi. Now they say Trump's a Nazi, Netanyahu's a Nazi. Of course, the images don't really work with it being a you know, Jewish country. And this just goes on and on and on. And exactly, the more you appease the Palestinians, the more they attack, and Saudi Arabia won't take them, Jordan won't take them, Egypt won't take them, and then you've got all these people running around like Linda Sorcerer. Everybody else just says push Israel into the ocean, and then Trump just says we're already having our meetings in Jerusalem. You know, we passed a law decades ago saying we're going to do it. We're going to do it. It's reality. You're already blowing us up. You know, the terror group said we're going to blow you up if you move your embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and they said, but we're going to blow you up if you don't. So I just say, you know, it's reality. Here's the gauntlet. Kissing your butts hasn't worked. And you need to now come to the table and be realistic. Just like you said, I know the word is Trump behind the scenes. You probably have intel on this. Is actually working on a pretty good deal trying to work with Israel and work with the Palestinians that they would just be realistic. I'm being told there's some pretty big concessions behind the scenes that Netanyahu and others have been talking about doing if the Palestinians are realistic and stop saying we're going to push Israel into the ocean. They have to stop doing it. They have to say Israel has a right to be there in those areas and then share power if people are reasonable.
Well, you know, we've tried the same exact formula for decades, which is the two-state solution, which, by the way, I just don't like these terms. Like, two-state solution almost sounds like the final solution. But, you know, the two-state solution would be a state for Israel on the one hand, which is a democracy, and then a state for the Palestinians on the other hand, while they support terror and refuse to recognize the existence of Israel. So we've tried it, though, for decades, and what has happened is that every single time, it's an exact mathematical equation. 100% of the time that the Palestinians have been offered a state, including on everything they ever said they wanted, Gaza Strip, West Bank, eastern sections of Jerusalem, 100% of the time they not only rejected the state with no counteroffers, but instead they launched violence, they launched intifadas. And so now, Abbas right now is in a unity deal with Hamas. In other words, the Palestinian government is a terrorist government outright. They're in a partnership with Hamas. So that kind of outs the Palestinian Authority for what they are. That being said, first of all, because of Iran, because of the rise of the Iranian Shiite access throughout the Middle East, what you have now are the Sunnis, meaning especially Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Kuwait and the UAE and the who's who of the Sunni Arab world, they hate Iran so much and they are so threatened by Iran and by Barack Obama's nuclear deal with the Iranians that they now understand that they need to create a coalition, an alliance, and then at the center of that coalition is Israel, the mightiest military in the Middle East. And so actually there happens to be a pretty unique opportunity, I think, even historic, because the tectonic plates have shifted so dramatically in the last few years with Iran taking over in Syria and in other places, that actually the Saudis want, I wouldn't say they want peace with Israel, but they understand.
Stay there, Aaron Klein. This is riveting. We'll be right back and we'll talk Roy Moore.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bing Crosby. Every time I play this song, I'm going to tell you, 5 years ago I first heard they wanted to ban it. They have banned it on most college campuses. They've banned a bunch of others. This is the total mind control going on. And again, I just remember over the years, because I didn't want to get in the middle of the Israel-Palestinian thing. To me, that's overseas. It's kind of like a Ron Paul guy. I just say, stay out of this all. I don't hate the Muslims. Don't hate Israel. You know, just. And then I would just get bullied online and by leftist publications going, Jones hates Muslims. Jones is a racist. Jones is probably on the payroll of Israel. Never been to Israel. And it was actually their bullying trying to make me be anti-Israel that made me study it more and become pro-Israel. So good luck with all of that bullying that's gone on. And now it's just fever, crazy town level and how dare Israel even exist, and oh my gosh, and on and on and on. The media, if Israel ever shoots back and kills somebody, oh, they're murderers. But then when I watch the Islamic Spring and all this stuff, the Arab Spring, murdering over a million people, killing Christians, blowing up over 1,000 churches in 4 countries, selling women into sex slavery, the media would have Anderson Cooper going, look, they're liberating Egypt, they're liberating Libya, they're liberating Syria. But thank God our military, the Russians, Trump, everybody else said, we're not going to be part of this anymore. And so as the editor for Breitbart Jerusalem, Aaron Klein, bestselling author, talk show host, you name it, was just saying, if you just tuned in, now finally, because of Trump and the leadership and how out of control Iran's gotten, Saudi Arabia and others are going, okay, we're going to stop funding both sides. We want to fix this and have a peace deal. So, Aaron, you got caught up in the break. You said the planets have aligned, basically, or the tectonic plates have aligned, finally for some big deal. What's the word? Is anything leaking out of the Knesset? Because Trump, you know, says he wants this big deal in Israel, and my sources say Trump is working, Kushner and others, on some really big deal that if the Palestinians will just accept it, they're going to really get a place at the table, industry, jobs, infrastructure, but they can't have terrorists as their leaders.
You know, to me, what I'm hearing is that the big deal, quote-unquote, is more Israel and the Arab world, because, as I said before the break, because the Arab world now is so aligned against Iran, they're actually willing to come to an accommodation. In fact, they want it. They also want it for their economy, because Israel is the high-tech leader of the world, in fact. A lot of the major high-tech firms are based not just in Silicon Valley. They have a satellite office in Israel. So, but because of Iran, basically, the deal that I'm hearing is something larger. Israel, the Saudis, the UAE. And so you have the larger Arab countries that are now trying to pressure the Palestinian Authority, which has rejected every deal until now and is in a unity deal with Hamas, to accept something. And, you know, what you were just saying before about the left in America attacking you and the issue of Israel, it's actually connected in many ways to what's going on here in Alabama, because it's the same mentality and certainly what's going on with all the sex assault accusations around the country. And that is, we're supposed to believe suddenly, after decades of the media, of the Democrat Party, and sometimes the establishment Republicans, not just defending a rapist president, but covering up for him and then actively smearing the very credible accusers of Bill Clinton, like Juanita Broderick, who I have interviewed several times. I interviewed, by the way, the nurse who found her immediately after she says Bill Clinton.
Absolutely happened. He settled a bunch of them. You got Fusion GPS caught with the Epstein made-up stuff with Bill Clinton, so they could try to blame Trump, but to cover up for him, exactly. They clearly are getting rid of Deadwood, people they knew they couldn't cover up for anymore, and to build this whole momentum as if, well, now Trump's got to step down when there's no evidence of it. It's completely transparent. So what do you think is about to happen with Moore in this special election, Aaron Klein?
Yeah, so for, you know, just total Democrat hypocrisy, clearly what's going on here, covering up for Bill all these years, and now all of a sudden we're supposed to believe that they have a major issue with sex assault, and they're supporters of women, right? And actually the left in America kind of does the same thing, by the way, with Israel, where they claim they stand for women's rights, gay rights, and yet the one and only country in the entire Middle East that actually has women as equal citizens, and Jews and Christians and Muslims and everyone of every sexuality, that's the country they're attacking. But here in Alabama, I've been here for over a month, actually, way before almost any other member of the national news media. In fact, I think I was the first from the national
news. I was about to say, I remember reading, I mean, you got there almost before the scandal even broke.
Yeah, by the way, separately, I wasn't even here for this scandal. I came to just investigate Doug Jones and his radical left ties that I started to document, and then the scandal broke out. So I've been looking into, as somebody who vetted Bill Clinton's sexual assault accusers, if indeed there was something to these accusers, if they were credible, then I would be one of their greatest champions. I would be their defenders. I stand with sexual assault accusers if they're credible. But what I've been doing is just investigating the story instead of what the media has been doing, which is ignoring major bombshells about these women. And I'm finding that they're not credible.
Well, I was about to say, I should have said this up front. I know I read reports of yours and others at Breitbart first that signature and stuff was fake. They said that you were all crazy. Now they have to admit it. How big is that?
Yeah, well, by the way, that's just an example of total journalistic malpractice. So she gets up there. We're talking of Beverly Nelson, Young Nelson. She says that she was almost sexually assaulted. Roy Moore tried to sexually assault her in a car. She's 16 years old, 1977. And then her, up there with Gloria Allred, which are all the way already should tell you, you know, something about her credibility. She shows a photocopy of a yearbook, not the original, but a photocopy of an inscription that she says that Roy Moore wrote, and then she read the whole thing, and she said outright, he wrote it. She didn't tell us, first of all, and the media failed after this came out to even report that in 1999, Roy Moore signed her divorce document, actually stamped a divorce document. And then what happens is you would stamp it, a clerk would stamp it. After the signature, the clerk would then write her initials. And the initials of Roy Moore's clerk in the 1990s was D.A., Dilber Adams. Well, first, why didn't Young Nelson tell us that Roy Moore signed her divorce document? Pretty big. But second, go back to the yearbook. You see, he's signing his name, allegedly, and then right after the name are the initials D.A. So she claimed to us, well, he signed the initials D.A. because he was the district attorney. He wasn't. He was the assistant D.A.
And by the way, you said all this, and you guys reported on it exclusively, basically, and got attacked everywhere. You can see it's fake. You can see it's different, cobbled together. It's a lifted signature put on there, and now she has to admit she wrote it. I mean, you can't listen to anything comes out of her mouth now.
Yeah, she says she wrote it. And by the way, just why would the initials clerks, clerk's initials from two decades later be on
her? Sure, so it's not just her lying and signing his name that's fraud then, but if you actually lift government documents, and then it's a forgery under law.
Well, so we don't know what she wrote and what she didn't, because she's just saying, well, she made notes after.
Sure, exactly. After what I'm saying is if she lifted a government document, I don't know about Alabama law, but I know Texas law. If you get a public document and you use that to then forge something about somebody else for business or whatever, then it's fraud. It's bigger than just writing some BS in a book and saying, look, they did it. If you get somebody's documents into it and use it against them, it really ups it.
Listen, this is huge. I mean, first of all, there goes her credibility. Second, I interviewed her son, actually, her stepson, who says she's a liar. I interviewed her boyfriend at the time, who, by the way, is now a minister, who ministers also to sexual assault accusers. He says she's a liar. But she's just one. There's another one, 26-year-old, named Tina Johnson. She claims, Tina, that when she was 26, in the 1990s, Roy Moore groped her. Well, you know, I looked into Tina Johnson, and the media didn't tell us, first of all, that she was in Roy Moore's office that day because she was being represented. Her mother was being represented by Roy Moore, and the mother took Tina Johnson's child away from her. And it was a very nasty custody battle, one in which Roy Moore signed papers and filed papers calling Tina Johnson psychiatrically unstable and saying that she's physically.
I didn't even know this, and I've been reading a lot of your reports. Yeah. Wow, so they had a direct beef with him for what he did as the DA to get back at him. Wow.
He was at the time a private lawyer, and he represented her mother.
Wow.
And she was in there that day to have her child taken away from her by Roy Moore's client. So huge. Why didn't the media tell us that?
Sure. I'm just thinking about as a lawyer and a DA and a judge, how many enemies this guy's got to have. Like, I'm a public figure. And imagine if this was happening to me, people would just line up around the block to make it up. I know you got to go, but we're back in 70 seconds. Let's do five more minutes with Aaron Klein because, man, I mean, I knew there was a lot of scams and a lot of weird stuff going on, but I know it was this crazy. Wow. Judge Roy Moore, is he going to win?
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.